A simple sleep record can help you notice patterns that are difficult to see from memory alone, but a sleep record should be a tool, not a judge. People often remember difficult nights more vividly than ordinary nights. After a frustrating awakening, a person may conclude, "I never sleep." A short record may reveal a more complete picture. Perhaps sleep is better on days with morning light. Perhaps a late nap is followed by a later bedtime. Perhaps caffeine sometimes appears in the afternoon. Perhaps the bedtime changes by several hours across the week. Perhaps the person sleeps adequately but feels anxious whenever a tracker gives a low score. The goal is not to measure every minute perfectly. The goal is to notice patterns gently. For 7 days, you may record the approximate time you went to bed, the approximate time you attempted sleep, how long falling asleep seemed to take, significant awakenings you remember, your final waking time, the time you got out of bed, any naps. Caffeine later in the day, morning or daytime light, general daytime energy and sleepiness, important circumstances such as pain, caregiving, shift work, conflict, or illness use estimates. You do not need to watch the clock during the night. Repeated clock checking may increase pressure. Complete the record in the morning using your best estimate. Then look for patterns rather than scores. Ask what seems fairly consistent, what changes significantly, what may be supporting sleep, what may be disrupting sleep, what is within my influence, what is outside my control, what deserves professional attention. Suppose a participant notices that bedtime changes greatly, but waking time remains stable. That is useful information. Another participant may discover that caregiving interruptions, not poor discipline, are the main reason sleep is fragmented. Another person may notice loud snoring, gasping, and severe daytime sleepiness. That pattern should lead toward medical evaluation, not merely a better bedtime routine. Another may see no obvious pattern. That is also information. Not every sleep difficulty can be solved through self-observation. A sleep record can become unhelpful when it increases obsession. You may find yourself calculating every minute, checking a device repeatedly, or fearing a low sleep score. In that situation, simplify the record. Use broad categories such as better than usual, about usual, more difficult than usual, or stop tracking and discuss the anxiety with a qualified professional. The purpose of the record is wise attention. The purpose is not total control. As an organic human, your sleep will vary. One night may differ from another. Travel, illness, grief, menstrual cycles, work, parenting, temperature, and many other circumstances can affect the pattern. Your worksheet will help you create a 7-day sleep rhythm and pattern map. Before you begin, pray. Holy Spirit, help me observe truthfully without fear. Show me a pattern without allowing the pattern to become my master. Give me wisdom for one faithful step. Notice, do not condemn. Look for the pattern, then choose one faithful response.